Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and hello, Neil.
Hey.
We are continuing today our discussion on ghost hunting and its deadly ramifications. It's possible deadly ramifications and what can be done to keep yourself safe when you're venturing into the astral realm. We welcome our callers today, and I think what we're going to do, excuse me, I'm slurring my speech because I'm talking too fast. I've got to slow down here. Too much coffee. What we're going to do is take some callers, I think, first and then discuss. So that's the order today, and we invite our callers and listeners to join us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook and Twitter. There are two accounts, so if you join one, please join the other, Neil Baker Psychic and Neil and Kristen Baker. Via both of those accounts, you will always reach me. Neil doesn't use the internet, so we do appreciate you supporting both of those sites as well as the Twitter account. Okay, 562-596-7818 is the number to call after the show. But for those that are listening and have not called in, 914-338-0164. So let's take some callers and then we'll get to our topic.
Okay.
This is our first, 631. And 631 actually tried to reach us. Oh, gosh. Here we go again. Internet. I bet they can't hear us. Shoot.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear us?
Now I can. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
631. What's your name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Suzanne? Suzanne. And where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. We've spoken with you before, have we not?
Yes, been a while, though.
Yeah, I'm aware that it's been a while. I just wanted to make that connection. And I feel like there's a 5 in your birth date, if I'm remembering. What's your birth date, Suzanne?
October 5th.
Yeah. I remember it. I can't believe it. Okay. And the year?
60.
1960. And what is your question, Suzanne?
Just about love life. I don't know why I can't meet anyone.
Well, let's add you up here. 5, 6, 16,
22,
4.
I mean, yeah. I meet people, it's just they're not being the right ones. Or they don't like me, or I don't like them.
Right. And, okay. So, she's a 4, and how old is she?
She's 44.
45, so she just gone
no,
through.
No, she's 55.
55. Okay. Well,
54.
Yeah. So she's just done their 14th cycle of 4, right? Did I do that right? No, she's coming up on that.
She's going on her 14th cycle.
Okay.
The thing, what I'm picking up, Suzanne, is you need, for your companion, you got to look for somebody who's very good, who has a business.
Very good looking. No.
Who has a business career. Good on business. Have you ever dated anyone that had a degree in business or had their own business, was business-minded?
Nope. No.
Yeah, that's no. And so of the people you've met, have you had any really, well, obviously you haven't had totally successful relationships. They've all kind of broken up. But that's what I'm getting. Have you ever had your own business?
Broken up. It's just I meet people, and they're married, or I don't know, or they just not really very good looking at all, or just, you know, I don't have time to date, or they don't like me, and they said there's no attraction, they don't like me that way. It's just getting the dates I'm having a hard time more than the first date.
Yeah. Well, when I go out there and I search for somebody for you, I'm seeing someone with a business degree. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever had your own business? Are you a businesswoman?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Did you work in schools? Am I remembering that correctly, Suzanne?
I still do.
Yeah.
Well, then you have, you know, you're intelligent. You're smart. You're a smart lady. You worked in schools. What do you do in administration or teacher or what?
Teacher aide.
What's your job?
You what?
I'm substituting as a teacher aide or teacher assistant looking for a full-time job for September, going on interviews.
So Neil said as a teacher, and it sounds like you're doing substitute work as a teacher, so that's
yeah.
Right.
What grade level are you teaching?
I'm not a teacher. I'm a teacher aide or a teacher assistant, all different.
Yeah, I understand. What grade level?
Anywhere from kindergarten to high school. I'm a subbing right now.
Okay, well, I do see somebody coming towards you, and they have a business degree. They're in business. So, you know, I don't know what the kinds of men that you've been drawn to or you've been attached to, whether it's been through a single date or somebody who's married or it didn't work out or they didn't like you, but I'm seeing someone in business.
Suzanne,
they have their own business.
Can I ask, where are you going to meet people? Are you meeting people online or are you meeting people, you know?
Well, I'm meeting people online, or if I go dancing, or if I just take a walk, you know what I mean? I can't put myself out there 24/7. It should be like, after a while, just universe bringing someone. I can't, you know, run around like a chicken without a head chasing.
Yeah, well, that wasn't the suggestion. The question was, what means are you utilizing to find somebody? Because I know a lot of times Neil will recommend that people don't go on the dating sites online. I'm not sure what you think for Suzanne, Neil, but I mean, it's a hard area to find somebody because you kind of get the bottom feeders.
It has something to do with someone who has their own business. So that's the first thing. Do you have your own computer or anything like that?
Yeah, but not for business.
Yeah, but do you ever have to have somebody come in and fix it or do anything like that? Have you ever had a person come in, a technician?
I did about 3 years ago. That's funny, and that's the person I fell for, but he's no longer in my life.
Yeah, because you see, that's why it's funny, is because I'm starting to trace your love life or your love attempts. So me making that attachment, Suzanne, is a validation that I'm on the right trail, even though that's already come and gone. But I'm backtracking and trying to figure out when you got off the trail, or at least figure out how to get you back on the trail. So I do feel that person that you fell for is somebody that I'm connecting to, even though that's come and gone. But I still feel
that. Do you think that other person will ever text me or anything ever again?
That person?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, was he aware that you were attracted to him?
Yes.
What did he say about that?
Well, we knew each other for 3 years.
Yeah. And so what happened? I mean, why did he not fulfill a relationship with you? Was there any reason back then?
I don't know. We dated and stuff, but maybe he just found somebody else. I don't know.
Do you have his birthday by any chance?
He was a little younger than me. Maybe that was it. March 19th, 1978.
Well, I mean, you know, age differences can work, so.
38, 11, 2.
Yeah, that's
well, it's not him. But it's somebody like him. It's somebody who works with computers or who fixes somebody in a computer world. So it's not him, but I think that I got an example. He's like a sample of validation that I'm on the right track. So it's somebody else. If I were you, I would start looking in the computer world or go to computer places or take a computer class or something. You're going to meet somebody there. That's why I think you'd That would be my first step for you.
Okay. Well, that's hopefully advice that you can apply, Suzanne, and we appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, we have 949 next and then 561. Hello, 949.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's this?
My name is Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, Dee Dee. Can you spell that for us? I want to make sure we have the right.
Sure. Do you need my That's my nickname. Do you need my real name? Hello? 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 Hello?
Can you hear us? Hello? This is so bad.
Hello?
Hi, Dee Dee. Can you hear us? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you? Sorry about that. Can you spell your name for us, please? If that happens again, just stay connected, because we have some, we've been having some technical issues, which are outside of our control, unfortunately.
Do you need my real name, or do you want my nickname?
We just give me your spelling of the nickname, please.
Capital D-E-E, space, capital D-E-E.
Okay, great. And what's your birth date?
It's 5/27/65.
Okay. And it's funny, you're the second caller we've had this week from your area. We're like very close to you here, and we're in Long Beach. Where are you?
Oh, okay. I live in Trabuco Canyon.
Trabuco Canyon? She's 949.
It's South Orange County.
Oh, South Orange County. Okay. All right. What's your question?
I'm actually calling about my daughter and her boyfriend that she just reconnected with. Do you see them being married?
Okay, so let's get their birth dates as well.
Okay, her birthday is 2/22/97,
mm-hmm.
and his is would be August 15th, 1989.
89. Okay. 6/16/32/5. And he is 9/14/24. 41. Did I do that wrong? 8/9/14/24 + 17.
Yeah.
41/5. Wow, that's a high karmic number. They're the same master number, though. Same master number. And I didn't even work out Dee Dee's birthday. Did you? 14.
Yeah. 35/8.
35/8. Okay. All right, Dee Dee. Sorry, we're doing a little calculation here, but what do you think?
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Dee Dee, are you, there's something I'm getting a strange vibe about your daughter's father. Are you guys separated, or are you divorced, or what?
I'm thinking of leaving him, but I haven't yet done anything.
Oh, but your relationship is sort of in a bad place, and you're thinking about divorce.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I was getting a weird vibe. Yeah. You know, from that point, that's the vibe that takes me first of all to answer your question. That's where I go first. That there's trouble in your relationship. Now, how do I go from there to make a prediction about your daughter and her boyfriend?
Gosh.
Who is the most artistic person in the family in terms of drama, writing, English?
Well, it would be both my daughter and myself.
Oh.
Me.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, you know what? And I'm a hard grader. I would say there's about a 47% chance that they're going to get married as we speak.
She's 19 years old?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. I mean, it's way early in their karma, and they're kind of young and all that. But if you're asking me, Dee Dee, it might seem a little weird how I came up with that, but it's a vibrational evaluation right now. it's about a 47% chance that they're going to get 47%.
Married. 47%. How did you come up with that figure?
I don't know. It just hit me.
Wow.
You know, well, how do you come up with percentages anywhere? You know, someone bleeding 47%. I mean, I took my own little survey here in my head. What it probably means is that they're linked by souls. Their souls are linked to meet and to fall in love and to go through something together. It's very early in the stage. So what that means is that there's enough spiritual substance going on between these two people to bring them together in the first place. That means there's something deeper in the book of life about the two of them, their souls. So that's going on. I do feel that your daughter went through some kind of health issue earlier in life. Did she have any kind of childhood health challenge anywhere?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, she is adopted and, that was, I'm sure, traumatic for her.
Okay. Who has asthma in the family?
Oh, she had asthma, but it wasn't like, it would only come on if she were sick with something.
Yeah, that's all I need to know. So there. So that's how I'm getting the validations, Dee Dee.
Okay.
With those crude raw materials of validation on a psychic level, I would say that there's about a 47% chance. We cannot make any determination yet, but what I can do is base it on a certain psychic validation that they're in the race for a relationship. I don't know yet if I would. I mean, I have my doubts, but I'm also encouraged by the validation.
Because of the age factor and how early they are.
To tell you the truth, if someone were to say, are those two going to get married? You know, if you would ask me right now, put a gun to my head and said, Neil, we're going to shoot you if you don't give us an answer, I would say, okay, they're going to get married. I would probably tip the scale a little bit and say it's probably an ongoing thing. But I've got my doubts at the same hand, if that helps a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And do you want them, Stevie, just before we move on to the next caller, I mean, first of all, do you want them to get married? Second, on a concrete level, how is their relationship working?
Well, initially, it didn't seem like it was working out too great, but then they recently got reconnected, and she's extremely happy, and that's what I want to see is I want to see my daughter happy. So as long as he treats her well and she's happy, then I would love to see it happen.
Yeah. Does he work?
He owns his own business.
No, oh, well, that's a good sign. What kind of business does he do?
He actually owns a route for Pepperidge Farms. He owns like a piece of Pepperidge Farms and runs the South Orange County route, which he supplies supermarkets and stores with various
If there's
items.
Ever broken cookies, we'll know who to get. We'll keep your phone number on file.
I used to imitate the old guy that did the Pepperidge Farm commercials.
That's true. He does a good imitation, actually.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it on the air. No, I'm not. No one can pay me enough for that. But you might catch me at the Carnegie Hall. I do give a little engagement on that. But anyway, I think that might happen.
Okay, Dee Dee.
Thank you guys for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and maybe we'll meet Dee Dee someday in person. She's our neighbor, so her daughter and her boyfriend could come for couples counseling or something. Okay, 561 is our next. And I'm beating you to Carnegie Hall.
Hello? I get to be
Carnegie Hall before you do, Neil. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Neil and Kristen. Remember me?
Yes.
This is Stacy, and I'm so glad you remember. Yeah, I've been out of work still, but I had to give you kind of an update of what happened. Remembering at the end of February, I was let go from a position.
Yes.
I was there for 4 months. Well, what happened was this gal wanted my position, obviously. She didn't want to go to phones, and she was not there all the time, and she was just... it was just bittersweet with her. She would tell me how everyone liked me there. And what happened was, I guess she wanted my position. I was out of work.
So Stacy, because we have a, Stacy, I'm going to interrupt you there because we have a lot of callers. So if we can condense, we know the background. What's the current situation?
Well, she's not there anymore since June, so I wonder, you know, why she got, you know, canned, or did she quit? And, you know, and also I want to know when you see an opportunity, because I went for a job 2 days ago with somebody I interviewed with 2 years ago, and that gal didn't hire me, so I interviewed with somebody else. Five of us were called to go for this, you know, job position, and I retained everything. I was there after that day. That day, at the end of the day, the gal calls me into her office and tells her, I don't think this is going to work out, and just sent me home without any explanation.
Okay.
And I've been a job, you know. And
right, so you don't have a job right now. You still don't have a job. And so, Neil, I just want to give you, the last couple times you talked to Stacey, one recommendation was not going back and reviewing the situation. It was moving forward. So that could be causing a problem, you know, figuring, you know, trying to investigate why the other woman was let go, why she didn't stay. Involving in that yourself in that drama could be creating a block for you in the job category.
But with this job, I interviewed with this lady 2 years ago, this other lady, you know, with this new position. And she didn't, I guess, didn't want me there because she didn't hire me. So I interviewed with somebody else. So that lady came in to me at the end of the day and told me that it's not going to work out and just sent me home with no reason. And
but that was 2 years,
I was in,
that was 2 years
no,
ago?
That, no, this the same job that I interviewed for, the recruiter sent me there again to interview with another person, and I was sent, and I was let go after a day on the 13th, and I don't know why.
Okay. Right, but Neil, what do you think?
Well, Stacey, you obviously have some kind of karmic element with this particular location and this job, but karma can be very confusing and challenging and bemuddling, and so you have a different, you have a confusion there. It's a battlefield for you. I don't know if it's worth pursuing there. I mean, you do have a connection there, that's true, but it sounds like you also have a battlefield going on. I want to ask you a point question, okay? Do you wear glasses?
Okay.
Do you wear glasses?
Yes, I have reading glasses, yes.
Uh-huh. And are you needing a prescription, or has anything come up different with glasses lately?
No, it's just astigmatism.
Oh, okay. Well, you see, the reason I ask that is because I'm looking at the chakras in your body through my mind, and I'm seeing a little faulty energy in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And you have astigmatism. So I don't know what I can do. I think you're going to be getting a job soon. That's one. Two,
Do I wear what?
No.
Do I wear what? Underwear?
No. What he's saying is where you're going to work, he's not sure. Not what you wear, not your attire. We're talking about your head.
Oh, but with this job that was just Wednesday, do you think it was the woman with the initial W from 2 years ago that walked me out the door? Is she the one, or was it the man, the supervisor, that had a problem with me? Because I'm perplexed why I was let go.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I ultimately, the supervisor, the other one talked to the supervisor, and they said, okay, no. So it was a little bit of both.
Out of the four other people, the four people that were there with me, how many of them are they going to keep?
Maybe two.
That's what I came up with my intuition, Neil, because between me and you, I got a psychic from my mom. My mom is a psychic, actually, and, you know, she doesn't read her own kids, but I had dreams about friends, and I was right, and when I did my tools, it showed two of them, but, I mean, I just thought the way she handled it was very unprofessional, and I sent him the email. I don't know if this is bad, that when I got the email, they welcomed me, and I told them the way they did it. How do you expect good customers and for me to recommend the company and the and what you offer when you did this so unprofessionally to a diligent worker? I've had longevity at jobs, and with no reason. I said it's very unethical, and obviously skills have nothing to do with it. Obviously, you didn't like me 2 years ago when you interviewed me, and two years later. Is it bad that I did that? I just want to closure because I got no reason.
You know, it's really, we've got to condense the questions, and, you know, it's like really one question per caller, so we can't keep.
Oh,
you
know, I know.
I would say, Stacey, to move on, try to move away from this job. There's too much trouble there.
But you see, it was a corporation and it had great benefits and everything. That's why I'm kind of like,
yeah.
And now I don't even, between me and you, I don't even get unemployment. Unemployment only lasts 3 months here.
Stacey, stop for a minute. Give it until September, no later. Go back and reapply if you can, but no later than that. And if it doesn't happen by then, you don't get other work by then. Look elsewhere. Let this one
and
go.
You can still look elsewhere while you're putting your energy into that job, too. I would suggest that. I mean, she needs a job.
Yeah.
So, okay, Stacey, good luck.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, 813 is our next. I don't even know if we're going to get traffic today. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, I'm Nicole. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to put your speaker. Sorry. Name's Nicole.
Oh, hey, Nicole. Hi.
Hi. How are you? I'm calling from Indiana.
Good. How are you? I'm sorry?
I'm good. I'm calling from Indiana, and my birthday is July 23rd, 1984.
Okay.
And my question is regarding to my marriage. What do you see with that?
Okay. Can we get your husband's birthday?
His birthday is October 22nd, 1981.
81. All right.
You're 32 years. Oh, wait a minute. You're 32? Yeah, you're 32.
I'm going to be 32 on not this Saturday, but next Saturday. My birthday's
July 23rd.
Yeah,
that's
happy birthday.
That's your inverted day.
You're welcome. Okay.
That's your inverted day.
24/6.
I don't want to. Reveal too much about your life and your husband's life. But I get the impression, Nicole, that your husband you might have trust issues with your husband. Do you? Just say yes or no.
In the past, yes, but I mean, we just reconnected. We separated. We just reconnected. We separated, but now we're working on our relationship.
Let me ask you something real quick. When you had trust issues with him before, did he ever cheat on you or see anybody else?
That was the reason why I left. But like I said, we're reconnecting. We just reconnected recently. And like I said, we both were working on ourselves while we were separated. I worked on myself to better myself. I went back in school, and I'm still currently in school.
Yep.
I graduated in March, and I fixed myself spiritually, mentally, emotionally, trying to get my life back on track. And he's fixing himself, you know, also. And then he called me one day, and we started connecting and reconnected and started talking and communicating, and things seemed kind of okay, and things seemed great. You know, we're laughing and communicating and all that stuff.
Okay, so what I think is that I'm getting the validations of what happened. You're validating it for me. I think there's a good chance the two of you are going to make it. You're going to need some heavy-duty commitment between the two of you, and if you're not mature enough for that, then you're going to need counseling to keep the relationship going. It's a sorry thing to say if the two people need counseling, because that's always a bad thing. But I do think that there is a possibility that you're going to make it with this guy this time.
Okay, that's awesome. And another thing too is because he lives in a different state. Do you see him moving to Indiana?
He lives in a different state, so you're really separated right now. I mean, there's not, you're not living together, you're not back in the same house.
Yes, I was living in Florida, but I decided to come back home to Indiana.
What's going on, if anything, in anywhere in your history with Michigan for him?
I live by Michigan. I live in Indiana. That's close enough.
Okay. There's a possibility, you know, I mean, we're not at a stage to confirm anything at this point. We're at a stage mm-hmm. that two people are trying to get back together again. There seems to be a daughter somewhere. Who has a daughter? Where's his daughter?
Well, my cousin just had a baby in January. Does she have a daughter?
Okay. So, that you know, these are little small signs of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a radio reading, Nicole.
Right.
It isn't a full blasted reading. These are little signs of confirmation for you that seem to be encouraging in my estimation.
And Nicole, we've talked to you before, I think. Do you remember what was said on the last show?
No, it's been a while to talk to you guys, but like I said,
right.
Yeah.
I remember this, but you weren't with your husband when we talked to you last. So I don't know, you know, what you said, Neil, about, you know, the potential for the relationship at that time, but I'm going to have to like sift through the notes and stuff.
It's potentially there's some promise there. I mean, it may take more analysis and work than on the radio, but I'm telling you, it sounds encouraging. I mean, there's encouragement in my vibe here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay, Nicole.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome. Bye. Wow, the callers just keep coming. Okay, everybody in the queue will be getting a reading today. 727 is next. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's this?
This is Kate.
Kate, where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida. We get lots of Florida callers. And what's your birth date?
September 8th, 55.
Okay. You're a 37101. And what's your question?
What insights do you see for the coming birth year?
I'm sorry, we missed the question for some reason. There was a lapse in the sound.
Any insights or focus for the coming year in terms of birth year, September?
Okay,
onward.
So you turned 60, you're 61 years old? You will be 61 in September.
A very youthful, happy 61.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You sound youthful and happy. That's always good.
Yeah,
well,
I'm loving this part of my life.
Great.
I see, I don't know where it's coming from, maybe somewhere in the family, but I see you attending a wedding. Is anyone planning to get married this year or next year?
The only wedding that is in my awareness is there's an extended family member marrying in Munich in October.
Do you want to go there? Do you want to go to Munich?
I've considered it.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, Kate, that you might. Munich, it's a beautiful city. I mean, there's a lot of volatile energy, you know, in Europe and flying and everything. But I see you going there, or at least maybe I'm picking up on your thoughts about going there. And it seems like it might be a nice thing for you to do. I'm also, did you know anyone who was contemplating a cookbook anywhere in your lifetime?
Neil, the transmission left when you said, did you know anyone? And then I didn't hear the question.
Who was planning on writing a cookbook, considering writing a cookbook, has written a cookbook anywhere in your life?
No. Well, yes. My brother-in-law wrote 17 books. He was an academician, and one of them was a cookbook.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Well, you know, I'm starting to do a read on you, Kate. I don't know where it's going, but I'm reading you. I guess sometimes when you do readings on the radio that you only have so much time, but I'm starting to read your vibration, and that's the beginning of energy. I will say that I feel it's going to be a good year. There might be a refreshing of something, like there might be a refreshing of a relationship. Are you single right now or married?
Single.
I thought you were. So there might be a refreshing relationship. Are you in the shopping spree for a relationship? Are you looking for anybody? Open to it?
No, I've had a commitment for many years, not a legal marriage. Curiously, in terms of travel, what you were picking up, I just returned from Switzerland and Italy, and there is a trip planned to Spain in November.
Okay.
Wow, to you.
Well, you travel a lot. Is this person you're with, are you still in a committed relationship with them?
Yes.
Do you want to travel with this person?
Well, the Spain trip is planned with him.
Okay. Well, there's going to be a rekindling of something's going to happen romantically there that's going to spice up the renewal of your energy. You must have a past life connection with him there. It's going to have a vibrational impact on you in a good way.
Okay, Kate. Well, sounds good.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. And Kate can join us on Blog Talk Radio, also Facebook and Twitter, Neil and Kristen Baker, and Neil Baker Psychic on Facebook and Twitter. Okay, 312 is our next caller. Hello.
Hello, my name's Karen, and my birth date is 3/31/71. Right now I'm searching for work, and I wanted to know if you see any job on the way or any unexpected cash to pay the bills.
Anything? I'm sorry, what was the last part of what you said?
Any unexpected cash to pay the bills.
Unexpected cash, like
checks or something or anything coming
from
in.
The lottery.
No, actually, unemployment. I had unemployment and they canceled it, so I put an appeal.
Oh,
so I'm hoping.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's a 25/7, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's the question?
She's wondering if there's going to be any unexpected money, or you're looking for work, essentially, right?
Yes. Yes.
But, I'll let you ask.
Karen, throughout your whole life, have you ever done any tutoring or did you do a brief teaching anywhere?
Yes. Yes. I tutored someone in college. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I think, you know, I on the radio, I got to get these quick vibes. It's like fast food. You know, I'm trying to get a quick bite here out of somebody. And so I got the tutor thing, which is a vibrational connection for me with you. And I think you're going to get by modestly. Now, getting by is first of all the key to survival. You're going to get by. It's going to be modest, so not a lot right now. You're 45, and you're 20 years past the 25 zone. At 25, in 1996, what happened then?
I broke up with my boyfriend. I had a big breakup with my boyfriend.
Okay, so that's another validation because I found a year where there was some element of change there.
Yeah.
Well, you've got some challenges ahead of you. But let's look at another way. Challenges, but modest growth. Growth is important, even if it's modest. So I'm not telling you it's going to go bad. That's good. I'm not going to say things are going to get worse. That's good. Things are going to get moderately better coming up. That's my fast answer for you. I can't go into more details than that. And there was also somebody in the service. Who was in the armed services? Was that a father or a brother or somebody?
My father and uncle.
Yeah. Did they make a career out of it for a while?
Yes, that was my father. Both.
Yeah.
Father
did
and
your
uncle.
Father cross over?
No. But
no.
My uncle did. He was in the Marines.
Oh, got it. Yeah, okay. So I'm grabbing it at these energies and trying my best to throw them back to you with information. So it's a valid reading. You know, there's stuff there to chew on, but it's a start.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye. Karen, hopefully that's helpful to you. Okay. 401 is our next victim. Who's this?
Hi, thank you for my call. My name is Carrie, and my birthday is, my birth date is 8/6/85.
Okay, Carrie, and your voice is familiar to me, so I believe we've talked to you before, right?
I believe it was some time ago. Yes, I figured I was
from Rhode Island. I have your birth information.
Yes.
2018. Yes.
We had an intriguing discussion, so I guess I was going to call up for a little follow-up on what I asked last time, and I don't know if I specifically asked it, but it did come up regarding my relationship currently.
Oh, yeah. The person above her was 28. She was 37. So I'm just transferring this information. So you had a question today about your relationship. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a relationship?
Yes, currently.
And do you have a birth date for that individual that you're involved with?
Yeah, 2/26/82.
Okay, let me, 10, 20, 30 equals 3, and,
yeah.
Wow,
their karmic number is the same age as her.
Yeah,
okay.
So have you known this person?
I mean, she's going to be 31, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you known this person close to 2 years?
Yeah, you can say that.
You sound like you're in an echo. You went very far away.
We haven't been dating for that long. But yes, I did meet the person some time ago. We've been dating for about 6 months.
Yeah, but did you meet him 2 years ago? Not date, meet.
Yes, we met around, a little over 2 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, well, this sounds pretty good to me. I think it sounds pretty good. I'm getting a lot of orange energy around you, so... orange to me is an interesting color. It's a chakra color. It's in the second chakra, somewhere in there, sexual energy. But it's also a color of some variety. It's like an orange, you know, like vitamin C. There's something nice about it. I feel like you guys are going to go away. Are you planning to somewhere?
No. No plans, but I think
you may be going on a trip if you're picking that up right now.
Yeah, it's going to be an overnight trip. Like you're likely to go to overnight somewhere on the beach or something. I don't know. Something like that. Do you have a brother?
I don't, but he does.
Oh, okay. Do you know his brother?
Yes, he is too.
He has two brothers.
So is one of his brothers kind of a nice guy? You like him? You like to hang out with him?
Yeah.
Okay. I think this relationship's on the verge of getting to a deeper place. I think there's an attraction there. It's intense. I think it's nice. I see somebody living on the second floor of a building. Who lives in a two-story apartment or something like that?
Apartment, that might be in regards to a business that he has with his brother, because there's two floors, two levels, but
uh-huh.
We live together, and we have, we own duplexes. There's rental properties, but we live in one of the apartments.
Okay, so this is a relationship for the past, these are past readings, Carrie. So this is a relationship on the positive side, leaning towards positive energy. Yes, the question you asked me about your relationship, it's positive.
Yeah. I'm just wondering where the brother came in. I know you're getting fast information.
Well, what are you wondering?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I had you on speakerphone. No, I was just wondering where the brother was coming in, because it's been cutting in and out, so I wasn't sure if you heard me in the very beginning, but I mean, absolutely, I agree with the information that you provided.
Well, are you asking why the brother came into the reading and what significance it has? Because it's a validation. What's happening is a vibration is being tapped into. So those validations help to validate whether the information being given is correct. And it's also a connection to the energy of you and your significant other.
It's a past life tribal.
And
makes sense.
And there's a past life tribal connection between the three of you. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, Carrie. Very well, cool. Nice to talk to you again. We'd love it if you Yes, we'd love it if you followed us here on Blog Talk Radio.
So I called in.
Oh, you do follow us.
I did. Well, I just received a message, so I'm like, all right, I'll listen.
Oh,
I was sitting in the car.
Perfect. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Great. We appreciate that. And she can also join us on Facebook and Twitter, which is where we post our events and our articles and all that kind of stuff. Okay. 805 is our final caller. This is another local caller, I believe. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hanging in there like the rest of the world.
E-R-Y-L, is that right? Yeah, we spoke with you a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, and I was just glad to get it. I think I'm going to have to put you on Facebook because I'm missing way too much.
Are we connected? I think we're connected on Facebook.
Through email. I'll have to double check that, but maybe I need to put it as priority or, you know, see first or something because there's so many people on there.
Oh, yeah, there are.
I want to see about a relationship connection. And
let's
my
birthday
is
7766.
And
the person in your life?
11, 20, 64.
11, 20, 64. 3, 13, 23, 5. Is she a 9? Did I do that?
She's a
9, 3. Yeah, and he's a 5. 24, 6. 9. I mean, there's definitely. 6.
She's a
5. Oh, what did I do?
2, 6,
yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
What's the question?
What are you specifically asking about?
Well, how does it look? Because, you know, it's really like. I'm just really unsure of the whole thing. I'm not really sure.
Well, he has a restless sexual energy. That means that in relationships, it gets a little dark with him. So it's hard for him to stay grounded in a relationship. And that could mean the partner starts to feel uneasy, not secure. Something's wrong. And that could be from his, there might be an unstable upbringing. Did the guy go through any trouble in childhood?
Yeah, I mean, I feel it. And he talks a little bit about it, but not much. But I feel it, yeah.
Yeah. So, you have a complex guy that your life, you're drawn to complex men and a little bit of darkness in the men. But then that could also be your hazards. Because you're drawn to the intensity of that kind of man and the energy he puts out, that raw energy, you like that. It's exciting to you because it makes you feel like a woman, you know. But it doesn't. But then you get bit, and that's been throughout your life maybe, because you want to find a man of raw emotion, but a man that has maturity and a correct kind of stabilizing presence, so that all of that rawness he's channeled into being healthy human beings, and you haven't found him yet. So you've been hurt along the way, and you're still searching. I don't know if this is the guy that's going to do it for you. You're very connected in your years. They're interchangeable. You both come. You're a 9. He's a 6, which is a 15-6. His psyche can draw you in. You got to be careful because he's like a whirlpool. He can draw you into his world, and then you're spinning, and you don't know where you're quite at because he's a whirlpool. And there's always some kind of commotion or connection to him, but that energy is something that also draws you to him. So you're a little bit of an explorer, an adventurer, but yet, you know, you're on a river that has a waterfall. So you got to be careful. I would recommend you be careful, but I can understand the pull towards this guy, but I can also feel myself telling you to be cautious.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it makes sense, all of it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, hopefully, I mean, they're short readings, Cheryl, but hopefully that provided a little bit of insight.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. It does. It does in every way. All of it makes sense completely. I appreciate
all right.
it. Thank you so
You're
much.
Very welcome. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Glad you called. 562-596-7818 is the number for further conversation. Yeah, and their months become her master number and their days, 729. So a lot of connection between the two of them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we come into the world, we're connected to people, but sometimes karma means it's karma commotion connection.
Right.
And sometimes it's karma harmony connection, you know. It's just a draw of the cards.
A draw of the cards, yeah. It is. Okay, we have one more caller, and I guess we are going to be talking about what we thought we were talking about. A lot of phone calls. Who's this?
Hi, I was just listening.
Okay. So we might get a small chance. We have 5 minutes left, Neil, and we're talking about the gentleman from India who unexpectedly and inexplicably died was found in his bathroom, black marks around his neck. There was no reason, you know, no clue that he was suicidal. They're not sure why he died, but he expressed that he had been plagued by spirits he was unable to get rid of. So we're talking about that on the last show.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you know, it gets a little dramatic. I don't jump to any sound conclusion that, you know, ghosts and spirits are going to draw nail things on your skin, or it happens. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, and I've seen it happen and all that. And yeah, you can really strong malevolent energies can get through the astral etheric realm and hit the body and do all kinds of things. Yeah, it's possible. Especially if this guy is you're a hunter for ghosts, of course you can get hit by these things.
But I think on a smaller scale, I mean, assuming this man was actually impacted by not knowing how to deal with the energies that he was trying to chase or whatever, on a smaller scale, people that are in the world of communicating with spirits and other entities from the other side, really need to know what they're doing.
Now, if this guy came to me, my first question I would say to him is, you have a past life connection with this entity.
So you think this was an entity possibly that was actually a human? It wasn't a demon necessarily?
I don't know if it was a demon, but I think it was an energy that he dealt with in a past life. Whether it was a person or another demon that he was chasing around, and he came back and he's a ghost hunter again, I don't know. But to me, there's a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these entities go, when they get that rough and ready, they have vengeance on their mind. Otherwise, ghosts will stay away from ghost hunters. They don't want to have anything to do with them. But when you get one that attacks you and actually will go into your bathroom and follow you and do all kinds of things to attach to you, there's a reason why they attach to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's something going on there.
Right.
So if the energy didn't succeed in working out their confrontation in the previous lifetime, he sure reached through the time zones and did it in this one. If that's the case, we don't know. I mean, you know, so the news stories can be dramatic, but that's one situation that can happen. So when I deal with ghosts and spirits, I kind of check, you know, I look at, get a readout of their history. You know, I don't want to run into somebody that's out to do me harm.
That aren't necessarily going to kill human beings, but they can mislead. They can give false information. If people are actually connecting to something more than their imagination when they're giving a psychic reading, and they actually are hearing spirits, but aren't well versed in navigating the territory of the astral realm, then they can be misled. So it's very important that the person that you're going to, that you're dealing with, in terms of psychic energy, really knows the language, how to interpret.
Yeah, and it's also the, you know, when people choose to be psychics or ghost hunters or whatever, you're exposing yourself to so much energy, either living people or dead people or spirits or whatever is nonsense is out there. You're exposing yourself to so much that eventually it's like smoking too much. If you don't know how to clear yourself, or if you think you do, but you're not doing a very good job, that can come back and wreak havoc on your body and your psyche and eventually take you down. I mean, a lot of psychics don't live that long.
Sylvia Brown came to mind. I mean, not that she, you know, I don't have specific information on on her downfall, or if it was because of, I mean, she had a lot of personal problems, eating, she overate, not in great health. But
yeah, a lot of them aren't in great health. So you got to be careful when you're dealing. It's enough to deal with your own energy. Now you're going to take on everybody else's in town. I mean, you got to know what you're doing, and you got to be a little bit crazy to even go to that place, because you got so much going on. A person, ghosts, spirits, people who crossed over, energy fields. I mean, the more I get into this, I mean, I've survived all these years with it, but that's not to my merit. It's probably to my caution, if anything. I've been bold with spirits, but, you know, you got to be careful when you're dealing with some of these spirits. I was a lot more cocky when I was older.
Older? What?
When I was older, yeah, I was a lot more cocky when I was older in another lifetime.
Oh,
I see. In this lifetime, now that I'm younger and continuing to get younger, I'm a little bit more maybe wise, but also more naive about how to approach these energies with a freshness that isn't kind of tempered by repetitiveness.
Well, I'm getting more and more confused as the show progresses, so I think it's time to end it. We're back on the air on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, and then Tuesday, two shows in a row. So that should be fun. We will speak with you all then. Thanks.